bringing you the best in how to scratch that itch for those missing live music. We're joined once again by Oscar Byrne for the Monday Daily Gig Guide. Are you there, Oscar?
I am indeed, yeah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. Did you just hear that last track from Tropical F Storm? It was New Romeo Agent, the name of that one. We saw, of course, Tropical F Storm is... it includes the member Gareth Lilliard of the Drones fame, of which we saw do that solo tour a couple of months ago at the Factory Theatre. Do you remember that one, Oscar?
I do, yeah. I did. I saw them pop up. I followed it to SCR New Music playlist, and I was like, oh, no way. Checked it out, and I was blown away. And just, yeah, listening again there to the last 2 minutes, it's not what I was expecting.
No,
but in the best way possible, I guess.
I know, not from TFS ordinarily. Normally they pretty well... I guess pretty well replicate what you would expect from the Drones and such, which is some of my favorite music. I've always really liked the Drones, caught them a couple of times. I've seen Tropical F Storm once or twice as well. And then of course, Gareth Lilliard on his own with you. That was at a live gig. And speaking of, this is the Monday Daily Gig Guide and we're going like we said before, we're going to... Thank you. How'd you like that for a little bit?
That was a good segue. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to do our very best here to, I guess, tell people about how they might want to scratch that itch, like I said before, of getting their fix of live music. And we've chosen to do so this week by jumping on YouTube or some other kind of service online and watching some live sets. And we've got a couple of examples that we want to share right now of stuff that we really love and we're hoping fans of 2SER might enjoy as well. Isn't that right?
Too right. And like, I was pretty inspired last week. We were talking about, you know, it's all you can really do during this period. And as you say, like, yeah, scratch that itch of wanting live music. YouTube, right? It's such a sick tool. There's endless amounts of concerts you can explore on there.
For sure, for sure. So what's the first one that you wanna give a bit of a plug?
Well, for the first one, I had a long think about this. The Murlocs, I thought that would be pretty, you know, pretty relevant. They always get a spin on 2SER. They were a featured album not too long ago Sweet Demons, and they just released their set from about a month ago at the Brunswick Ballroom, of course, in Victoria, where they played the record Bittersweet Demons, their latest release, in its entirety, with a few classics sprinkled in, and good heavens, mate, it's amazing.
Love.
If you haven't seen it yet, check it out.
I will. I'll have to check that out because I think, my apologies there. I think, I think the Murlocs would have been the last band that I saw before we all got locked inside for a little while,
right?
As well, which of course you were at that gig as well. It was my mate's birthday, so it was a bit of a dual purpose evening for myself.
Thank you. Yeah. And I should mention actually, Jared, he's wearing the same, I don't know if you remember, he was wearing that kind of like...
I do, the Western...
conductor suit. Yeah. He looks like some mad genius conductor, so definitely check it out.
Yeah, it's an awesome show. All right, well, I'll share my first one then.
Yeah,
how does that sound? So I've shared this band with you a couple of times. It's nice because it's sultry stuff, but it's really, really fun. I actually just bought their record. I'm waiting for it to come in the mail from Estonia, of all places. They're an Estonian band. They're called Holy Motors, and there's a set online of them playing at the 2019 Knox Array Festival, which is in Switzerland. Our good friend Anton Newcomb jumps on and plays synth for the set, and it's really... So it's... I don't know. It's hard to explain what Holy Motors are. I guess the best way I can put it would maybe be like it's dream pop to a point, psych rock, with a sprinkle of like spaghetti western inspired kind of guitar riffs in there, a lot of reverb, a lot of like tremolo and stuff in there as well. So make sure you go and check that one out because it is a really, really good set. That's Holy Motors at Knox Array Festival 2019.
I'll check that one out. I think you sent that to me, and I was pretty... Yeah, it put me in a bit of a trance. You're right. It has that little
big Mazzy Star energies.
Both in
kind of the music, but then the looks of the lead singer of Holy Motors really resembles Hope Sandoval of Mazzy Star.
Anton picks his musicians pretty well, the ones he wants to collaborate with.
Yeah,
there's a certain level of coolness that comes with all of them. All right, I'll bounce another one. This one's from 40 years ago. I've gone a bit back to 1989 with the Stone Roses, Blackpool Blackpool concert.
Ooh, the Stone Roses.
And my favorite Manchester band of all time. Sorry, Marcy. But yeah, they're my favorite Manchester band.
And cop that. Cop that, the Smiths. Cop that.
Take that, mate. Get that.
Cop that, Peter Hook.
Bookie's there sitting like, oh, no, no.
I was in two. I can't even mention.
But no, look, the reason why I picked this show, because one, the sound quality is insane. And what it does is it captures them right as they were on the brink of becoming one of the biggest bands in the world. And it's just so iconic. They play that debut album pretty much in its entirety because that's what they were touring at the time.
Cool.
It's iconic. Ian Brown walks out with a yo-yo after maybe a few too many red cordials and maybe some other delightful chemical treaties.
They were quite young when they first kind of rose to prominence. So they're only 19 or 20 or something like that, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah, 1920. In my opinion, it's the best debut record of all time. Check it out, Stone Roses, Blackpool, 1989. And I'll mention we'll be putting links to these YouTube gigs online as well.
Absolutely. Well, then I'll just share one final one as well very quickly. So I think I've told you before about KEXP, which is a friend of ours in Seattle. It's a radio station, but pretty well every day they have a touring artist come in. They've been doing them from home over the lockdown period. So they like zoom in with bands at home and they just play a live set of a couple of tracks. They chat intermittently kind of with the band in between songs and it's really cool. And there's one example, which is Viet Cong, which are a post-punk band, out of Canada who have changed their name to Preoccupations, per American audiences not being too fond of the name Viet Cong, which I'm sure you can see why. They back in 2015, they had a live set on KEXP. It's really cool. And they played tracks off their debut EP, which is called Cassette, like Bunker Buster, Silhouettes is on there. And in my opinion, that first EP is their best stuff. So go and check that one out as well. We'll include the link for that.
Hell yeah. I'm going to watch that. I'll definitely watch that. I've never been let down by a KEXP concert. Yeah. Always the coolest kind of curated.
They're really cool. And probably a good, probably a good plug just in general for those sitting at home because there's hundreds on there now on KEXP's channel. So it's always a good watch.
Definitely. Super eclectic. Well, that's a pretty solid list, I think, Jared. That's enough there for the listeners to go out and have maybe a bit of a bender of YouTube concerts over the weekend.
Absolutely. We can plug that the lockdown playlist as well very quickly if you want to do that, Oscar, too.
Yeah, we should do that. You just check it out, 2SER Lockdown Playlist, search that in Spotify or head to our Instagram at 2SER Gig Guide. The link is in the bio. It's collaborative. So, hey, maybe you've watched one of those concerts or you're watching one of your own favorite YouTube concerts and you want to chuck a song in or just any song you're enjoying at the moment, just throw it in there and we'll give it a shout out and we'll give it a listen.